Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine, part two for this April 12th, 2023, 10:33 on the clock. I have your host, James, here, and I am joined right now by some of our friends. We have Kim Shields from Encourage. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
And we have Darla Allen in from the Charles and Joanne Lester Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning, James.
How is everybody?
Great. Enjoying this nice weather.
Good, good. Did you guys have a good Easter? Have a good holiday?
Nice.
Good.
Fantastic Easter, yes.
Wonderful, wonderful to hear. I want to talk about libraries. That's all I want to talk about. But we do have other things we want to get into because I do love talking and getting updates about Encourage and things going on with you guys, Kim. So let's start right there if you don't mind.
Sure. So I will be sharing information in the future about our zoo programs. We're finalizing those right now. So I'll have that for you next month at our radio program. This month, I kind of like to touch on designated funds a little bit and kind of our connection to the library here is one of those funds. But essentially, a designated fund is a fund that's been established by donors that have a passion or an interest in a specific organization or a area of interest, a cause, like food. And we have a designated fund for Focus.
Yeah.
So it really is to provide that long-term support for that organization. Some of the examples of these in our community that people may or may not be aware of, just kind of want to share, like the Boys and Girls Club. I mean, this year alone, it was over $101,000. Since the beginning, we've provided grant support more than $2 million.
Wow.
So it really does add up.
Wow.
Family Center, over $1.2 million. ODC has been nearly $1 million since 2000.
Wow.
Some other examples that people would recognize, the Cultural Center, the Humane Society, United Way, the YMCA, they're nearly $400,000. All the organizations in Centralia, like Aging and Disability Resource Center, Park Place, Lowell Center, the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, and then like churches in our area, schools like Assumption, we have some for Port and Nakusa. So a wide variety of organizations, you know, we're here to support our nonprofit community.
Next time we might save time by just mentioning the things that you guys don't have involved in. One, two places you don't know. It's so cool. I'm just joking, but it when you lay it, I'm glad you took the time to lay that out like that, because it's not just that these businesses or nonprofits that we're all familiar with that we hear all the time or we see in town all the time. It's a wide variety of things. It's a wide variety. It's a lot, big net.
Right, right. And it's nice to be able to share that information and make connections for people. You know, we have such a great nonprofit organizational community, and they do such good work, and we're just pleased to be able to provide support. So another, you know, great example, and one of the connection points here is there was actually an anonymous fund that was set up from an individual that was interested in not only Lester Library, but specifically children's books. And so now that that fund is, you know, established and providing grants every year, it's been nearly $6,000 that's been provided just since 2016 for children's books.
Wow.
And again, it was an anonymous donor who loves children, loves children's books at the library. So, you know, there are so many different ways that we can connect people to their interest and their passions, and so pleased to be able to facilitate this.
Before we get into the deep conversation with Darla and everything, I did want to also mention something we've talked about before, Kim, about people out there with ideas for the town, for the city that they think would be beneficial. We saw this with the kayaking. We've seen it with some other things. We know we have a creative and smart city. We have a lot of great people in this town that have great ideas all the time and everything. You never know what one of those ideas might turn into.
Right.
Encourage you to reach out to Encourage.
Absolutely. We have information on our website. There's a very simple grant applications for that would be like a what if grant. I have an idea. Dreaming big. What can I do? I have some other friends that are also share this interest with me, or reach out and have a conversation.
And you guys, give us the connection here with Joanne and Lester Public Library and everything. Mm-hmm. That is pretty cool. Darla, how much has that impacted things over at the library? How much has that changed things over there?
Oh, it's huge. Yeah. Our book budget is about $10,500, $11,000 a year. So when we get a check, which is donated in memory of Lorraine Stein and Patty Lieber, I know Lorraine's son was employed at the Nakusa School District for years. His name was Steve Stein, and if you went to Nakusa, you know who Stevie was.
Yeah.
And Patty Lieber worked for years and years in the elementary school at Nakusa. Her daughter Kelly still works with kids at the elementary school. And Patty was she loved helping kids, and so this past year, we got close to $1,700 that we were able to spend just on kids' books. So we were able to add a lot of easy readers because we have a lot of kids in that age group coming into the library, and to be able to dedicate a big chunk of funds is a tremendous asset for us.
We don't know, thankfully, we don't know how how much that we lose if we don't have that. Having this, these kids are going to grow up now. They're going to have those books. They're going to be able to enjoy them because reading's fun and all that. But that, just like any good lesson, they don't realize that they're actually learning too. That they're actually like working on their reading skills and becoming better readers while they're having fun doing this. I don't feel like that has a bad effect on the future. I feel like that's a pretty good investment into our future here, and having kids being better at reading and enjoying reading more and wanting to read more. Like, it's funny what some of these things can lead to and how much they can be beneficial to your society, to your world.
Well, and we recognize that we have a lot of reluctant readers. And so one of the things we have done at our library is we've pulled out popular TV characters, video game characters, movie characters, and we've created their own section. And so it's TV characters, video characters, and these kids have already found out where they are.
Nice.
Are checking out, 150-page books because they're set up like DK books, which are just small snippets of information with a lot of real visually interesting.
Yeah.
And so these kids that are not readers, they don't like reading, well, they'll look at these books for hours and hours, and I'm guessing they're probably reading too.
They might not admit it, but they're reading it and enjoying it.
Yeah. It's a fun time for them. It's a fun ability for them to be able to have. And as you said, those books are already there. They're already being so. Especially to those in the area, I encourage you to head on to the Charles and Joanne Lister Public Library in Nakusa. It's a beautiful library. I've been there many times.
Yeah,
I love that library. I want to take a quick commercial break because I want to be able to stretch our legs and really get into what we're about to talk about next, because I think it's going to be fun. We'll do that. We'll come back, have some more fun on Morning Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone, to the morning show here at Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio. James here, and I am sitting back with Kim and Darla. We're talking with our friends from Encourage and, of course, the Lester Public Library in Nakusa, who is celebrating a big anniversary. Got a big celebration coming up, Darla.
So we are celebrating our 25th anniversary this year.
Yay!
We found out that the building was dedicated on April 25th of 1998, but we did not move in and open to the public until November of 1998. I started at the library on their 10th anniversary, so celebrating the 25th anniversary, I'm like, how is it? It's been 15 years. And so we have a couple of fun events planned this month. On Saturday, April 23rd at 11 a.m., we are having the Christian author Cynthia, and I'm going to mispronounce her last name. I believe it is Rushdie, but it may be Rookdie. But she has been on the radio with Heartbeat of the Home. And so if you've been a listener, you know her books. We have a number of them at the library. She will be at the library again Saturday the 29th at 11 a.m., and we will be having a light luncheon afterwards. So that will be exciting.
That is. That's a nice guest to have, too.
Do people need to register with the luncheon?
That's where I was going,
We're going to wing it. We're going to see how it goes.
Awesome.
I have Lori and Friends Catering. They're going to be providing a baked potato bar.
Nice.
And so
she's great.
I think we're going to plan for about 25, 30 people. And if it's more, we'll figure something out.
Yeah. But it's always nice to bring in these people to town and bring these guests in and be able to have our community be able to kind of take this in, not through a a camera, not necessarily through, you know, but just right there, face-to-face kind of stuff.
And she had one of her speaking programs was, it wouldn't have been so bad if the kitchen weren't on fire. And I identified with that. Like, I think she's going to touch on it. We had discussed some ideas.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I am not a good cook, so that is me.
I like that. That's a fun, that's a great. I'm going to that. Yeah. That pulls me in.
And then we are also having a 25th birthday party on April 25th. We have a bunch of library history pulled. We have some of the building plans and everything else related to the new library, because the library in Nacoosa has been serving the community for at least 115 years.
Wow.
In various locations.
So I was going to say, yeah.
We've been there, I think we were the longest serving department. We are going to be having refreshments. Again, Lori and friends are bringing in cupcakes and cheese and sausage. We're going to be playing bingo. We have a number of different prizes we're awarding. So not a high stress day, but just come in. Say hello, yeah. Look at what we have going on, take a cupcake, celebrate our 25th anniversary.
It's going to, it sounds like you've also got some fun summer reading programs coming
up. Yes. And I have to thank Jody Joslin, who does most of our young people programming. Mm-hmm. We have The Wacky World of Wesley Waffles, and he had been at the library about 2 or 3 years ago with his dad, and it was this hillbilly science, and they're hilarious.
Yeah, they
and
are.
So
yeah,
Wesley
yeah.
Waffles, we're really looking forward to that. We have the Wisconsin Rapids Kennel Club coming in. We are doing a tie-dye day with Nancy Brost. We have the Reggie, which is a raptor education group out of Manago, coming in with their winged ambassadors. We're making clay with simple ingredients with, I believe, Nita Kirst. We have dinosaur dimensions coming in with animatronic dinosaurs. We have an ice cream party. We have Becky from iHeart Studios coming in for an art program doing shrinky art.
Nice.
We have animal races, a library book hunt all summer long. You can look for puzzle pieces located throughout the community and bring those into the library for a treat, and it will put together a big puzzle. So that's something. Cool.
Kind of when like does that start?
This will start, I believe, June 5th is our sign-up week.
Okay, so. Cool. That's going to be fun.
And we also are offering preschool story times Tuesdays at 10 a.m. June 13th is our start.
Excellent.
So, we have a lot going on.
Is that all? We've got a lot going on over there. That is really fun.
We've been very fortunate because, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. About a year ago, Georgine Beeler Boppet passed away. Mm-hmm. And she had lived away from the community for a number of years. I believe she worked down at Frederick Hospital. Mm. And after her husband passed, she came back to the community. And when she passed away, she had picked 10 community organizations to leave her estate to, and the library was one of them.
Wow.
And because of that, we've been able to address some meeting room issues, like we're in the process of ordering some Zoom equipment, a large screen TV, because we still have a lot of people coming in and doing Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
Maybe some shelving, address some heating, ventilation, air conditioning, and we also have some money that we can use for programming. That we haven't been able to do in the past. So, Georgine, I hope she realized how much good she was doing, because the impact she has had on the city of Nacoosa, the number of churches, the canine program through the city of Nacoosa Police Department, have all benefited from Georgine's vision.
Can't imagine how many times we've had something like this, somebody do that and be able to impact things to a point where we're here and we're using these things, but we don't know about that person that did such thing or whatever.
Right.
When you're in the heart of it, it really is emotional. It's really something to do. I think most people think of their legacy, think of like what they want to do. And I know from a very young age, one of the things in my head was, I want to leave the world better than when I came in. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a pretty common feeling. I think most people feel that way. Not everybody has an opportunity to do it. Not everybody has a chance to really pull that off. That's impressive, and it's appreciated and very cool. Like, it just appreciate you sharing that story, and I hope it encourages others when that time comes, what have you, to be able to do those things for wherever you're listening, wherever you are out there listening to us and everything. You've got a public library near you. You've got a nonprofit near you. Reaching out to them, helping out your community, it's one of the greatest ways to have a legacy. It's one of the greatest things you can do.
So that's a really good point you bring up, James, is it's awesome when you can do these really big things, which benefit a lot of people. But as a lot of you know, I'm involved with the Wisconsin Rapids Boxing Club.
Mm-hmm.
And recently we had one of our young boxers, he didn't have the appropriate footwear for boxing.
Yeah.
And one of the other parents, it's a couple, they're married, noticed that this kid didn't have the appropriate footwear. And without really talking to him, they went out and purchased him the right footwear. And so if you can't make a big impact, a lot of times you can make a small impact, and no one needs to know about it, but it's just that little thing which can totally make someone's day.
Oh, yeah. It could be a game changer for a person in their life. It's not just a pair of shoes they're getting. They're getting an opportunity. They're getting some hope.
Yep.
And they're getting a lesson. They're getting a life lesson that hopefully they end up doing eventually in their lives later on in life and handing it back or paying it forward or however you want to word it. There's so much in that one little moment that's impactful.
So the cool thing is this young kid had never boxed before.
Mm.
And we had our show at the Fallback in early March.
Mm-hmm.
First time he'd ever boxed, and he won.
Nice.
And so it was so neat that these two people helped him.
Yeah.
And it's like, someone believes in me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on, and you should have seen the other boxers. It was so neat. They were cheering harder for him than they cheer for themselves.
Right.
They're like, yeah!
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was an ear-to-ear grin moment for me.
And that stuff never gets old. You can never get enough of that kind of thing. More and more examples, more and more ways that people can impact their community, can really add to their community. Whether on a large scale or a small scale, there are no small acts of greatness. everything is impactful and meaningful.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a lot of the work that we do at Encourage, we'll say we probably won't see the results of this or the outcome of this during our lifetimes.
Yeah.
So it is supporting the community long term. It's supporting others long term. And not everybody has the financial means to make a large gift. Sometimes it's a small gift. A lot of times it's your time and talent, spending time with that person, sharing your love. In whatever way you're able to, and your kindness. That makes a big difference.
It's such a good point, Kim. It's why we encourage people so often to volunteer, to add to their communities that way. There's lots of great, and there's no shortage of volunteer opportunities when it comes to wherever you're listening to us, whatever zip code you're in. And when you can do that kind of thing, because not everybody has dollars and cents, not everybody can do that kind of thing, but you can probably do that. Most people have about an hour or two that they can, do what they will with that hour or two, and maybe it's delivering meals for Meals on Wheels. Maybe it's volunteering at the library. Whatever it might be, that is just as great of an impact as the financial impact people can make.
Mm-hmm.
With the library, are there any other things we wanted to mention with some of this summer stuff coming up? We kind of ran through the gamut of the summer events and everything. Yeah, you do have a lot there. Is there anything you want to take some time with and talk about?
I will say this. We have a wonderful staff at the library. I had mentioned Jody, but as I always tell everyone, I'm kind of the figurehead. I'm like Queen Elizabeth. I kind of stand and wave and smile. But the person who really does a lot of the behind-the-scenes work that doesn't get a lot of notice, because she is a very modest person, is Terry Webb.
Mm.
And she does all of the cataloging, and that's all detail work, which I would not like to do.
That's
and
tough. Yeah.
She's the one that really makes sure all of the materials are easy to find, all of that sort of stuff.
Shout out to her.
Yeah. Because without her, the library would be in dire straits. It is hard to find someone that has her talent to do the cataloging and the book processing that she does.
I did want to mention one other thing about the library itself and the website. You can go to NACUSALibrary.com, find out more information about this. I am a history nerd. I love history. I love local history even more than any other type of history. And, we're fortunate. We have Mike Hittner and the guys from Historic Point Boss on all the time. And I just sit here and just like a little kid, just listen to the whole conversation. Yes, just soak it in. I did not realize this until I was doing some homework for the interview here. that you guys have such a history of NACUSA on the website, literally right there. I'm pulling it up, and in part one, I'm literally flipping through pages of a book. Like, it was so wild. I went down a rabbit hole. I didn't get any of my other work done. I was like, this is awesome. I know so much more about NACUSA than I never knew.
Even more in the library. So my background is I got my bachelor's degree in history.
My master's degree is
in library science. But even with my library science, I was focused on archival work.
Cool.
Public librarymanship came afterwards. But I love local history. I was very fortunate when I went to NACUSA High School, Tom Scheider was my history teacher. And he loved local history. And he would explain all of these things. And that always remained with me because we have kids that come in for school tours and they don't know why certain things are the way they are in NACUSA. Like, why do we have NACUSA paper makers as a mascot?
Right.
Well, NACUSA paper makers, I show them the picture of the old paper makers in the mill in the late teens and the 20s where they didn't wear shoes because they had to save their shoes to dry out. So they would be dry for their walk home.
Wow.
So they worked in the paper mill barefoot. We have old NEPCO Digester magazines from the 20s. And it's interesting because it's like, oh, a load of logs fell on this person. He's broken four ribs, but he'll be okay. John got kicked by a horse. He'll be fine. Jim over here, he got a sliver in the wood room. He has gangrene. And like the next month, Jim is dead. It's like,
The twists and turns of these stories. That's
and
awesome.
It's fascinating, but you see those sorts of things. We have the original blueprints for the bridge that originally connected NACUSA to Saratoga. And it was brought in by Delbert Pierce's family, if I'm remembering correctly. Lynn Roberts came in and brought in a sign that was on the old steel span bridge, and it says, driving faster than a walk prohibited on this bridge. He had come in and he had seen the picture. He goes, what happened to that sign? And I said, I don't know, Lynn. I don't know what happened. I think they dynamited the bridge. I know some of the steel beams have been used as the supports for the ridges and some of the homes in NACUSA.
Wow.
But I don't know what happened to the signs. He goes, I'll talk to you later. And so he came in like 3 months later and he goes, I have that sign. When I was a high schooler, I was working summer vacation relief and I found this chunk of metal in the river and I flipped it over and that's that sign.
Oh my gosh.
Would the library be interested in it? And I said, well, we can't buy it. I personally would buy it, but the library can't.
Yeah.
And he goes, let me think about it. And about a year later, he brought it back in. He goes, I'm ready for the library to have it.
That's cool. Amazing.
And so, Lynn, if you're listening, it's still, everyone loves that sign.
Oh, that's awesome, Lynn.
And we have
Lynn.
It posted right up next to the blueprints and the postcards we have of that bridge. And one of the postcards, you can see the sign.
Oh. Cool. Oh, is that cool?
That's I love being able to tie stuff together like that.
Yes. Oh, me too. It's so much incorporated in today. There's so many things that are still common today, and the connections with our past to our today, and it's beautiful. That's really cool. I didn't know that about you, Darla. That's very interesting. If you're interested in this stuff, I cannot encourage you enough to get to the library and check these things out. Do want again remind you that that's archival. So much footage is available on their website, NACUSALibrary.com. You can find out more there as well. We did want to be able to give a special thank you to donors and to the appreciation to them out there. Wanted to take a moment to do that.
Yes. And again, I had a gentleman in the library yesterday, and he was asking, he goes, so who are these Lesters? Because I was at Rome and Vesper and Arpin, and who are these? And I said, well, that would be Mr. and Mrs. Charles and Joanne Lester. And he goes, did they build all those libraries? I said, yes, they did. I said, the Charles and Joanne Lester Library in NACUSA was the first one, but they built the Arpin, the Vesper, and the Rome ones. As well. I said, very, very generous, very forward-thinking people. And I said, the wonderful thing is I've had the opportunity to go out to their cottage out on NEPCO, and Mr. and Mrs. Lester are so down-to-earth and so welcoming. You never feel like, I'm down here and
they're down here. Yeah.
They are just so open-hearted. It's just amazing how kind and generous they are. And the gentleman said, well, they did a good job because all of the staff at all of their libraries are really helpful and kind, too.
Nice.
So that was
nice. That's
amazing.
Good. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. That is really cool. Darla, Kim, we've talked about a lot today. Kim, if people have follow-up questions, they want to know some more about some of the things that you've talked about with Encourage, how can they reach you?
If they want to give us a call at 715-423-3863 or send an email to hello@encouragecf.org or check out our website at encouragecf.org.
That's a great website. Be sure to bookmark that website, everybody. And Darla, for library questions or follow-ups about that, how can they reach you?
So we are having our website updated currently. It's in the migration process. And so it will always be www.nakusalibrary.com,
.com, yeah.
And you can always call the library at 715-886-7879. We have a great staff, and we're always very happy and willing to help you.
Appreciate the time, you guys. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We'll talk again
real soon.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Morning Magazine tomorrow, everybody. We'll be talking in part one about clean green action with Joe, Susan, and Francisco. And in part two, UW Extension's Kayla Romblowski going to join us, community development educator. We'll talk more with them tomorrow right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.